that interesting? You say, what are you talking about? Well, you know what David knew? He knew he had iniquity. You want to see it again? Look over there in Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah in chapter 59. Now, regardless of how you act and how self-righteous you pretend to be, you know what I know about you? The same thing I know about me and everybody else. You know what you've got? Sin. And you know what you're going to have to do? Keep yourself from it. David said, I kept myself from mine iniquity. You know what he knew? He says, I've got iniquity, but I had to keep myself from it. God ain't going to keep you from your sin. You're going to have to do that. The reason some of you are so dead and miserable tonight is because you won't keep yourself from it because you ain't got no discipline. That ain't my fault. I'm just saying, look at Isaiah 59, verse 12, the Word of God says. It says, for our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us. Isn't that an interesting statement? And as for our iniquities, look at what they say. We know them. And you know what God's people know? You know what your sin is. And you know what you're going to have? You're going to have some discipline. Discipline when it comes to yourself, and discipline when it comes to your sin. We all know James 4, 17, but to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him in his sin. Right? You know what? We know what our sin is. We know what it is. And there's just some things you ought to keep yourself from. When I was first saved, amen, I was a drunk. So you know what I kept myself from? Booze. You say, what about booze? Well, I didn't hold booze. Booze held me. I kept myself from dope. You say, why? I didn't hold a joint. It held me. I didn't pop those little candies, amen, off the acid sheet, amen. It popped me off there. Amen. Done me. You say, what are you talking about? I kept myself from mine iniquity. You say, why didn't you go back into that world? Why ain't you drunk again? Amen. Why ain't you doing the dope again? Why ain't you playing a whoremonger again? Because I kept myself from mine iniquity. I did that. And don't you fool yourself. You know why there's a bunch of brethren that are as saved as you and I back there living like hell? They had no discipline. Right. Amen. You can say what you want. There's guys as saved as I am, drunk as a skunk right now. There's guys as saved as I am on dope right now. There's guys as saved as I am, amen, and doing something with somebody they shouldn't be doing. I'm just saying, when it comes to this thing of David's discipline, he said, hey, I'm going to have to keep myself from some things. And he had a discipline when it came to himself. He behaved himself. God didn't do it for him. He had to do it. And he says, I kept myself from mine iniquity. And he knew what it was. And you know, regardless of what preachers say and how stupid the things they say, and I say plenty of stupid things, and probably shouldn't say some of the things I say, but when I quit drinking, I didn't quit drinking because I didn't like the taste of booze and liquor. Why, if I came up here on a hot, sunny day, and it was really hot, and I seen a pitcher of beer, and it had frost all over it, are you kidding me? My flesh would gulp that thing down so fast and never even come up for breath, man. But it held me. And you're dreaming and pretending that you're something and somebody that you're not. You're going to have to learn how to keep yourself from some things that you know you could get in trouble with. Amen. He says, David, a man after God's own heart. You know, the sweet psalmist of Israel. You know, the one that went in there and sat before the Lord. You know that guy, amen. You know what he said? I kept myself from mine iniquity. Now my things have changed, you know. I ain't drank no booze or liquor for 30-some years. I ain't done no dope for 30-some years. And I've been with my wife now for that long, amen, and ain't planning on going nowhere, amen. Amen. I got in on the goods and she got the dud, amen. That's her problem, not mine. Amen. You say, what are you saying? I'm just saying. I'm saying when it comes to this thing anymore of discipline, amen. You need a discipline when it comes to yourself. You're going to have to control that body, or that body will control you. And you're going to have a discipline when it comes to your sin. Why? Or that sin will control you. There's people as saved as I am, and they go to church and they're smoking marijuana. There are people as saved as I am, then they wake up in the morning stressed, pop pills all day, go to bed stressed. They get up in the morning depressed, pop pills, amen, live all day depressed, go to bed depressed. Amen. I don't know what your thing is. I don't know what your sin is. I don't know what your thing. I know I could get in trouble with some things real fast, amen. You say, what do? Keep myself from them. I mean, from the stupidest things to the most, to the rough stuff, you know. I like Reese's Thins, you know. They came out with, I don't know if any of you have ever tasted them. You shouldn't. and they're just no good for you. And if you've got them, I guess I could take care of them for you. They're no good for you. You do not need them. I gotta keep myself from that stuff. And so, you know, they make the share size, and I share with my body, soul, and spirit. You know what I could do if I wanted to? I could eat a bag a day of them things. Sure I could. Sure I could. And some of you could, and some of you do, and that's why you're fat. Amen. Just say amen. If I went everywhere and let every little girl cook for me that wants to cook for me, amen. I go down south, it's real bad in the south. I go down there, and I've been preaching some of them places for 20-some years, 25, 26, 27 years, and I go down there, Brother Earl, I made you some chicken and dumplings. I said, well, that's good. Where do you want the kettle? Kettle? Do I look like a kettle man? You say, what's the problem with a kettle? I'll eat them all. That's what the problem is. Night number two of the revival. Brother Earl, I brought you some lasagna like you like. Mm. Oh, where's the little cubicle kettle? No kettles. You say, what are you saying? I got to keep myself from that. You say, why? I'm at an age where I look at stuff and it attaches. Some of you men and women say amen. Amen. It ain't like it used to be me, a skinny little boy, amen, that can eat and eat and eat a horse and you don't tell that I ate. Them days be gone. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying you're going to have to keep yourself from some things. You're going to have to do it. God ain't going to make you not buy the Reese's. You're going to have to not buy the Reese's. You know, another one of my things that's just tragic, actually, and they ought to be outlawed, really, is original Pringles. I don't know why they'd mess them up with putting other stuff on them when you got perfection in an original Pringle. Now I can sit down and eat a whole can of them with not dry, and it ain't hard. And my children know it, see. You know, Christmas time they start giving me these gifts, and inevitably, whatever they got me, there's a can of Pringles in something. Little cursed, filthy Antichrist demons, amen. You know what I like? I like Chuckles candy. Remember some of you old ones? Yeah. Chuckles candy. I mean, all that is a little gummy thing with a like sugar that thick on it. You know. And I walk when I'm home in a mall, and you know what the devil did? Put Chuckles in that little candy machine. Now let me tell you something. I walk at that mall, and I go by that thing, and I look at them Chuckles every time I go by. And I've not bought a pack yet. Amen. You say, what? I got to keep myself from mine iniquity. There's some place I don't go. Why would I go to a car lot? Covetousness, mine eye affecteth mine heart, right? I don't know what your thing is, but I know this. You better keep yourself from some stuff. Why? Because if you do not discipline yourself when it comes to your sin and get rid of your sin will control you. I told a story to the men this morning. This fella come into a church when I was preaching at, and he got there an hour early. He smoked his lungs out, you know, and he goes like this. He talks like this when he, you know, he got a hole in his throat and stuff. And he goes in there and he says, "Brother, I got here early to talk to you." I said, "Well, let's talk." He said, "I got a problem with pornography." And he's crying like a baby. I said, "Where are you looking at it?" I said, and he had a big square dumb phone sticking out of his pocket. I said, and I pulled it up. I said, "There?" "Huh?" "Yeah." I said, "Well, give it to me. I'm here to help you." That conversation went on for 40, 45 minutes. Crying like a baby, got there an hour early, soft, tender-hearted, just broken over his sin. Right? You think he gave me the phone? I seen him the next year. He came in. I said, "How's that thing going?" "Same." He got there at 5 till. Big thing sticking out of his pocket. No tender-hearted, no tears. You say, "What happened?" Well, he had a chance to keep himself from his iniquity, but instead of him controlling his sin controls him. And that's the case in a lot of independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Christians, amen. You say, "What are you saying?" I'm saying when it comes to David's discipline, he had a discipline when it come to himself, and he said, "Hey, I will." Why? God didn't make him do it. God wasn't nowhere in the verse. David had to do it himself. He had to keep his body under, like Paul. And he had to keep himself from his sin. And today, the problem with some of you, and it's obvious, man, and I know you think all I do is get up here for an opportunity to preach against your cell phones and social media, this, that, and the other, and that might be true, but... but it's a God. And it's in the house of God. Just like Manasseh had it. You believe the King James Bible, don't you? Oh, only when it's convenient. I forgot. Really? I'm just saying, I don't know what your thing is. Cell phones, computers, maybe booze, maybe pornography. That's a big one, right? Maybe food, maybe music, movies, right? You got to keep yourself from that stuff. I could tell story after story after story. But David said, "Hey, I kept myself from my sin, my iniquity. God didn't do it. He had to do it himself, and so do you." Well, you just are so excited. Let me give you at least one more. Psalms. Look up in the back in the book of Psalms over here. Psalms. I can just tell you're just excited about what's the next one. Look in Psalm 55. Psalm 55. And, David had discipline. He had a discipline when it came to himself. Amen. He had to do it himself. God wasn't going to do it for him. And he had a discipline when it came to his sin. And God didn't take care of it. He had to take care of it. You're going to have to walk by it. You're going to have to not eat it, not going to smell it, not going to taste it, not going to look at it, not listen to it, not spend time with it. Amen. Just kill it. I know I probably told you this story before, but I'm sure I have because it's one of my favorite ones. This poor guy, this poor fella. I was pretending to pastor in the church up north, down from here. Everything's down from here. And down there, and this fellow in there called me up, and he said, "Well, Brother Early said 3 days, no cigarettes." I said, "Well, praise the Lord." He said, "Yep, and I got 2 cartons of Marlboro over on my fridge, and I ain't smoked one for 3 days." Said, "You going to be home a while?" He said, "Well, yeah." I said, "Well, maybe I'll come over." He said, "That'd be great." And so I walked over. "Hey, Terry. Nice to see you. Weren't you going to invite me in, Terry?" "Well, come on in, preacher." I go there. I head for the refrigerator, take them 2 cartons off his thing right where he said they were, take them out there. And I said, "Well, see you later, Terry." "Well, where are you going with my cigarettes?" I said, "I'm here to help you. You ain't got the sense to get rid of them, so I'm going to get rid of them for you." "Well, what are you going to do with them?" I said, "I'm going to smoke them." He said, "You're going to smoke them?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going to take them home." And I said, "I'm going to put them in my burning barrel and dump gas on it and smoke them."
Why?
He didn't have the sense to fix it himself. And if I knew what some of your sin was, I'd help you the same way. Some of you said, you know what my problem is, preacher? I like to drink. I like to take a nip. And in my fridge, I've got this and I've got that. I'd say, where do you live? Oh, preacher, do you know? Let's go visit. Well, aren't you going to invite us in? You know you got a problem when you go visit somebody and you hear. Really? You guys in there dancing again, see? Sin! I'm just saying. You need some discipline. Now look at Psalm 55 here. You guys got to quit that stuff. Psalm 55, look at verse 17. The Word of God says this. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Now that's some discipline. Amen. You know what he said? In the evening and in the morning and at noon, I'm going to pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. You know what you're going, you know what David had? David had some discipline, amen, when it came to spiritual things. Look over there in, look in Psalm 119. Psalm 119 over there, you know, in Psalm 119. And of course, in verse 9, the Word of God says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have who? You know what you're not going to do one day? You're not going to wake up and miraculously be able to quote all kinds of scriptures. I'm just saying, you know what we need? We need some discipline when it comes to ourselves. We need some discipline when it comes to our sin. We need some discipline when it comes to spiritual things. There's something wrong in Christianity today when God's people can't make their body get up out of bed to spend some time with God in prayer. Amen. There's something wrong with God's people when you can't make yourself get up out of bed and read the Bible. I understand things happen. I understand some mornings are different than the other. I understand emergencies come up. I get that. But I'm telling you, every day, God's people ought to get up and they ought to spend time with God before they leave the house, praying, reading the Word of God, amen, and enjoying the lovely Lord Jesus Christ. And you know how that's going to happen? God ain't going to make you do it. You're going to have to discipline yourself when it comes to spiritual things. And you'll either control that body or that body will control you. You'll control that sin or that sin will control you. Amen. You're going to have to make your body get up and do something it don't want to do. There's no part of your body, no part of your body that wants to read the Bible. None. No part of your Bible wants to pray. Not none of it. None of this stuff right here that you're looking at in the mirror. Don't look good. It ain't. Listen, girls, I know you think you're pretty, and I know some of you guys think you just got it, man. Amen. But let me tell you something. That inside your flesh dwelleth no good thing. And it'd rather just about do or read that book or call somebody up and edify. Or write a note to somebody. Huh? You want proof of that? Some of you addicts that are addicted and you're stupid enough to have cable and all that stuff, go home and just turn something on and see how long you're up tonight. Or go home and open the Bible and start reading it, see how long you last. Right? You want to go to sleep. I'm wide awake. I can't sleep. Read your Bible. Really? You say, why? Your flesh don't like it. Forget counting sheep, man. Just lay there and pray for somebody beside you. That'd be weird. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying when it comes to this thing of David's discipline, he had a discipline when it came to himself, a discipline when it came to his sin. He had sin. He knew what his sin was. And he had a discipline when it came to spiritual things. And so you get up, you pour out your heart to God, right? You praise him, put the book in you, and just have yourself a time. Now let me give you one more thing because you've been finished. Looking, not if you're going to go out there and stand around and talk all night. Now I'll give you three more. Look in Psalm 101. Psalm 101. And the Word of God says in Psalm 101, again, look in verse 1. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Now look at what he slips in there. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? Yeah. In Luke in chapter 9 and verse 23, the Word of God says this, Luke in chapter 9 and verse 23, back there in Luke in chapter 9 and verse 23, remember that one? And the Bible says over there in Luke in chapter 9 again in verse 23, and he says this, he says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. You got to get the idea that if he will not deny himself and take up his cross, that he can't be around him, you know. David slips in there while he's saying, I will, I will, I will. He says, hey, by the way, when you coming? You know what I've noticed about this thing of discipline? There's the showing of it. You say, what do you mean by that? In the Bible, you find men or women or young people that were disciplined, God comes on the scene. David over there in Psalm 101 slips in the midst of that thing. He says, hey, I will. Oh, by the way, when you coming? Luke in chapter 9, but if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. You can't come after me if you don't do this. You can't be around me. Something to that. I don't know about you, but I want God around, don't you? Yeah, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Say, what do you mean by that? Well, I died to myself. I crucified myself. And then God shows up and lives in me, through me, doing things with me. Amen. I'm just saying there's the showing. You want God around? Discipline will do it. It'll do it. I'd rather have him speak to me than spank me. And I'd rather listen and have pleasures and prosperity than be punished. Right? So, you're going to have a discipline when it comes to yourself. You're going to control your body going to control you. As a Christian, God nowhere on them verses, you, ball in your court. He done hit it to you. Now you got to throw it back. Same thing with sin. I kept myself from mine iniquity. And you know what yours is. You know what it is. And if you don't think you got any, you just hang around me or ask me what's mine, and I'll tell you probably. If I know you any at all, I can tell you what it probably is. and then there's the showing. You know what, I'll just say this. I'll say this when it comes to discipline. Here it is. It's what? Not too many days into February, right? About the 4th, I think, something like that. And what would be a good time of the year for you to just go ahead and try to figure out how you can hit some of that discipline, start that discipline in your life? Wouldn't that be good? So instead of the body controlling you this year, you control the body. That'd be weird. Instead of your sin controlling you, you control the sin. And you discipline yourself, and somehow, somewhere in your mixed up life where your prayer life stinks and your Bible reading is a joke, amen, you figure out what in your life's going to have to go away, amen, so you can get it in. You say, what's that going to take? Discipline. David had it, and he just happened to, in them verses, oh, by the way, when you coming? Why? He likes discipline. God's people don't like it. You know what you like? You like to do whatever you want to do, go where you want to go, eat whatever you want to eat, listen to whatever you want to listen to, look at whatever you want to look at. Dress however you want to dress. You just wanna go out there and do your own thing like Laodicea does. I'm rich and greedy, good. I need of nothing. You need some discipline, brethren. And it shows. So I don't know what your sin is, but you do. And you're gonna have to keep yourself from it. And I will behave myself. I will take up my cross. I will deny myself and take up my cross daily. I'm going to do it. I will keep my body under. Why? Because God ain't going to do it for you. You're going to have to make yourself get up and read a book that you don't, but that your flesh don't like to read. Right? And it's an amazing thing, if you'd read that book about an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, you'd go through that thing so fast. As long as you ain't neglecting the other things that are important, right? I mean, this fella in a church in West Virginia, the preacher did a whole thing on the scriptures, you know. And this guy, you know, he's a farmer, an old farmer, and he's a wood worker, real good in woodwork and everything. The preacher, after he did them Bible studies, he would always say, okay, who can tell me this answer to this question? And the whole congregation of about 100 and something just sit there and look at you. And he's like, come on, folks. He says, we just covered this last week. Come back in. Now, who knows this answer? What's this? And this guy got tired of the quietness and the preacher begging him to know the answers. And one night after the service, he come up and he says, so how do we, like, get the answers? He says, I've been trying to tell you, read your Bible. So this guy picked it up. He said, you mean if I read the Bible, I'll have all the answers of life? He says, absolutely. So here's this old farmer and woodworker, and he's retired. He gets to church an hour early, and he's got his face in that book. When he's waiting for his wife to come out, he's got the face in the book. When he's at home waiting for the meal, he's got his face in the book. He gets up, does his chores in the morning, comes in, gives his face in the book. He started showing up at church, and he came back in there, and the preacher asked a question. He said, it's this. Like a month. He said, well, that's good that you got the answer. He said, yeah. He says, I did what you said. I said, I read my Bible through twice. He just, like, started reading his Bible, and he's already on, like, his 80-something time. Never read it before. He said, what did he have to have? Discipline. Took care of his wife, took care of the things that needed, the work that needed to be done, did it all right, and any extra time he had that he didn't have to neglect them other things, because you shouldn't, amen, what did he do? He had his face in the book. Discipline. And then there's us. Well, that's enough. Heads are down, eyes are closed. I know God talked to you, so now why don't you come and talk to God? Come on now. Come on, why don't you come talk to God about what he talked to you about? Huh? Be a good night to talk to him about whatever it is he talked to you about. I don't know what he talked to you about. He probably talked to you about all the things that I